In Leon's mind, they were what a man was supposed to be, tall and upright. He did not yet understand the concepts of confidence and pride, loyalty and love, bravery and patriotism. Those qualities came later, the qualities that made the inner man. Back then, he found that he had the will and ability to slaughter animals for food, but he did not yet understand that it was a man's prerogative, and often his responsibility, to kill other men for honor or country. Leon's father and his uncle were both seasoned hunters and trackers. Until that morning, Leon had never caught anything more ferocious than hares and field mice. While Leon walked alongside the men, he knew that he did not truly walk among them. Not yet. On that morning, nearly a half century before, the five men had gathered outside the Saranga's thatched hut. It was well before sunrise, when only the newborns and chickens were awake. Before leaving, the men ate a breakfast of sliced apples and mint leaves in warm honey, unleavened bread, and fresh goat's milk. Even though her son was going on his first hunt, Leon's mother did not see them off. This was a man's day. A day, as his father had said, for men who were among the oldest hunters in the human race. That morning, the men were not armed with anything like the Fusil Automatique assault rifle Leon Saranga carried now. They were armed with 9-inch knives, tucked in giraffe-skin sheaths, iron-tipped spears,